I think the last 8 games they've given up 16 points. That's without Chase, so they got some other good players in there. You know, two Bama guys inside. You know, I was with Payne for that 1 year. Allen's, you know, they're just sweat. I mean, they're challenging on both fronts.
Welcome back to You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Network.
That the voice of New York Giants head coach Brian Daboll talking about the challenge presented by the Washington Commanders defensive line. We kind of await to see whether or not Chase Young's going to play in this game listed as questionable. But obviously with Jonathan Allen, De'Ron Payne, Montez Sweat and company, a formidable defensive line for the Giants to go up against. And the Giants just saw one of those and didn't go great against the Dallas Cowboys on Thanksgiving. Joining us right now to talk about the Giants and the Commanders, the rest of the slate in the NFL, the rest of the slate in college football, and also to give us a chuckle bet in college basketball. We missed him last week on the show with Thanksgiving. Great to have him back on, joining us on the GetMyPhoenix.com guest line. That, of course, is the great Sam Panayotovich, the Phoenix, a revolutionary technology helping men all across America get back to their best in the bedroom. Visit GetMyPhoenix.com to learn more. You can follow Sam on Twitter at SPShoot. You can listen to Sam on the Chicken Dinner podcast. You can read him on FoxSports.com and watch him, of course, on NESN. Sam, welcome back to the show. Hope you and your family had an awesome Thanksgiving. It's Nick and Ken. How you doing?
Doing well. Missed the boys last week. And, you know, I had a couple people reach out, obviously listeners of this program, saying, hey, what's the chuckle game this week? And I said, look, I don't just pull these out of thin air. I only give them out on the show. Like, it's a thing on the show. We don't just throw chuckle games out left and right. So it was in high demand, but we just didn't have one last week. So, you know, people were a little upset about that.
Great. Add it to the list.
I feel like Sam is like the best promoter of the show, including Nick and I. It's like, nope, you got to listen to the show. Can't give you this stuff on Twitter. We appreciate that. Sam, why don't we pay off? I mean, we played the Brian Daboll sound there about Washington. Why don't we pay off that sound and ask you about that game first, Giants and Commanders. Commanders about 2.5 on the road, obviously have been covering and winning with more frequency in the middle third of the season since Taylor Heinicke took over in the Giants, you know, backdoor Dallas, but been a rough couple weeks for them. Got blown out by Detroit. So kind of sets up as an interesting game with Washington in a divisional game as a road favorite. Washington -2.5, low total about 40. What do you like here with the Giants and Commanders?
Look, Washington's been playing really well, but I saw this number when they opened it up in Vegas at Commandos, and yes, I said Commandos, not Commanders. When they opened up -1.5, I'm like, all right, I'm taking the Giants here. I knew I was going to be on New York no matter what. I was thinking it might get the 3, but look, those 2.5s are moving into 2. So this is a pretty good number, and I think it's at the ceiling right now. I'm taking 2.5. I can't believe the Giants are dogs here, guys. I know recent form hasn't been great, but they also haven't been healthy. I mean, Nick's a huge Giants fan. They had some issues in the secondary. The offensive line was banged up. It sounds like Evan Neal is going to play this week. It also sounds like Leonard Williams is going to go, so that's good. I mean, they're technically getting healthier at some key positions. And, you know, I get all the talk about the defensive line for Washington, but what's the great equalizer? Good play calling. Brian Daboll, Mike Kafka, like utilizing Saquon Barkley, not only running the ball, but using him in the passing game on the screens and the bubbles and all that. Like, that's the equalizer. And, you know, Saquon's been an all-pro this season. If he can get the legs churning and catch some big balls out of the backfield, the Giants are going to be fine in this game. And I know, you know, Washington's a playoff team, season ended today. But, guys, New York is the best cover team in the NFL. Continuously underrated, continuously disrespected, 8-3 ATS. And I'm getting points with them at home. I'm sorry. I'm firing.
All right, so Sam on one New York football team this weekend, rolling with the New York football Giants. Sam, what about the other New York football team? And like, oh, well, they play in Jersey. Shut up. Jets in Minnesota this weekend with the Iceman Mike White, what to do at quarterback for Gangrene. Minnesota's a 3-point home favorite. Sam, how do you see it playing out in Minnesota with the Jets and the Vikings?
Well, I love this even more than I did a couple days ago because I watched Mac Jones last night lay another stink bomb on national television. Well, I guess not national television, streaming platform, whatever. Barely throws for 190 against Buffalo. And then you're like, wait a minute. This guy threw for 400 almost last week against Minnesota. Minnesota's passing defense is so bad. I mean, it's one of the worst in football. It's bottom three in almost every important metric. They get carved up down the field. They don't get an interior pass rush. And look, Mike White gets the ball out quick, and he's accurate. And let's give kudos to Robert Saleh for making the move here. Not every coach – would take a playoff contender, take the quarterback, bench him, and put in another guy. Like, it was a ballsy move, and it's paid off so far. I know Chicago's defense isn't great, but White was pinpoint. I mean, like 80% completions, got the ball to the skill and speed, got out of the way. And then, of course, the Jets' defense is no joke. They're going to bring pressure in Kirk Cousins' kitchen. And you look at the way this team has played on the road, 5 tilts away from home this year, 4-1 ATS. And I don't need to tell you guys, when we open Minnesota -3, that's built-in respect for the dog from the house, from the oddsmaker. So I think this number, like, I think it should be closer to like 1.5, 2. The fact that I get a full field goal with this Vikings team not being able to stop anybody, yeah, they can score, but they can't stop anybody. I like New York +3, and I'm not even from New York, but apparently I'm on the Giants and the Jets this week. It is what it is.
That's all right. Nick's on the Jets big time. We both like the Giants on Sunday a lot, so you definitely have we're definitely all on the same stuff in terms of the weekend. On Saturday, Sam, a great weekend of college football obviously starts tonight. Pac-12 title game with USC and Utah tonight, and then championship Saturday tomorrow. It's really funny just like knowing you, and you know, it doesn't have to be a high profile game for you to be really interested. Sometimes it can be a game with a quarterback injury or a little off the beaten path, can still be a really valuable bet. So naturally, we will start with the MAC title game taking place at Ford Field. Toledo, who I'm pretty sure is in this game like literally every single year, no matter what. I don't think they win it a ton, but they do win it sometimes, and they're in it all the time. They're a small favorite against Ohio. Now, I know this opened a little less than 3. I believe the number is currently Toledo -3 against Ohio, and the total is 54.5. What are we playing in MACtion?
Well, first things first, I had the same thought process as you. I'm like, Toledo's in this game every year. They haven't been in this game since 2017, and they won that game.
Really?
25-28. So Toledo has not – yeah, I said the same thing. I'm like, these guys are always in this game. And I was, like, writing it up for Fox, and I'm like, wait a minute. They haven't played in the game since 2017. I know. Oops. I was stunned too, Ken. So, yeah, you big moron. No. So Toledo in the game for the first time since 17. And the key here is the best quarterback in the conference, and that's Daquan Finn. And of course, you know, he's had some injury issues. They threw him out there last week in very limited fashion just to get some reps out there, get some game speed. They didn't need that game against Western Michigan. He threw 11 passes. He only ran the ball twice. Like, he wasn't doing anything, but that was by design. I'm hearing good things about him at practice this week, and this is a guy who's already accounted for almost 30 touchdowns this year in the MAC. 21 passing, 8 rushing. He's the best quarterback in the conference. And the reports I'm hearing have caused this line to go from the other day, Toledo -1.5 when we bet it, 1.5 and 2, to now pretty much 3 everywhere painted. I don't love laying 3 when you could have laid 1.5, 2, but I would still lay 3, you know? I think the Rockets here, they have more skill and they have more speed. And, you know, this number, when it went from 4.5 to 1.5 the other way, like Ohio opened up 4.5 and it got slammed. It's more of like people just don't like Jason Candle. And I think that's a lazy handicap because Jason Candle has the best quarterback on the field. And if Finn can do what he does best, he's going to tear this team up. And let's also remember Ohio's quarterback, Curtis Work, is out for the season with a knee injury. So he's out. Finn probably in, going to play well. You got to lay Toledo here. I think the Rockets win another one in the MAC.
You better, you bet here with Nick and Ken. Phenomenal Football Friday bets for the weekend in the NFL, college football. Chuckle game coming up momentarily from our good friend Sam Paniadovich, Nesson Fox Sports and the Chicken Dinner Podcast. Sam on Twitter at SP Shoot. Sam, let's go from, you know, one power conference, the MAC, to another with the SEC. Georgia and LSU, where we presume Georgia's going to be number one, whether they win or lose. Georgia's not going to lose. I guess the question is just, the Bulldogs going to cover the spread, Sammy. Georgia, 17.5-point favorite against Brian Kelly's team. Total 52.5. What do you have here in the SEC championship game from Hotlanta with Georgia and LSU?
I mean, it's basically a home game for Georgia, right? And these environments are raucous in the SEC championship. You know, Jaden Daniels not exactly healthy. He was in a boot after the game against A&M, so that's something to pay attention to. If he can't move about the cabin like he's been all season, it's going to be a problem. We know, guys, we've followed Brian Kelly for years when he was at Notre Dame. They never won big games ever. And you know, that's not exactly fair to this LSU squad. But, you know, Georgia's defense is sensational. We all know that. And they don't really blitz. They don't bring pressure. They're so good at coverage. They're going to stuff the running game, which means Daniels and his, you know, limp foot is going to have to pick apart the Bulldogs secondary, where 2 or 3 guys are going to the NFL. Good luck. And there's also a strong motivational angle working in Georgia's favor. I guarantee you, all week long, Kirby Smart has been telling these guys, hey, Georgia hasn't won an SEC title in 5 years. Do you want to be that team? You know, I think it's a good spot for them. He's going to have them ready to rock, ready to roll. LSU's good, but as my Twitter mentions will tell you, I don't think they're great. Georgia is great. And this number hovering just above 17 has a little bit of, you know, people being like, I don't want to lay 17 and a half. I'd lay anything up to 20, 21, honestly. I think this is like 38 to 10. Georgia just the much better team in every single facet. And I think there's a lot to be said about Kirby Smart trying to win his first SEC title game and win it big. So I laid the points with the dogs.
Yeah, this Georgia class, I don't know if Kirby Smart won his first year. He might have. But this Georgia class, the winningest class in Georgia history, the senior class, zero SEC titles, which is pretty crazy. Like winningest class in the history of a school that wins all the time. And I'm sure they would love to win the SEC title. It's possible. I also like Georgia in the game. Sam, I want to ask you about Georgia when we move beyond this week, even because one of the big topics on the show this week, I've been talking to a lot of people that bet college football, and it seems like the consensus opinion of like kind of the smart people that I talk to is they're starting to load up on Georgia to win the title now. And their thought basically being there are a lot of ways this playoff can shake out where Georgia is just a monster favorite against basically everyone that would be in the field. So if I can get minus 140 or whatever right now on them to win the title, maybe that's a valuable bet the way this shakes out. What do you make of that? What do you think we see playoff wise when we get beyond this weekend? And do you agree that Georgia kind of seems inevitable here? Maybe in about a minute and we'll do the chuckle game.
Well, I mean, this is the last stop on the train, right, before it leaves the station. Like, you pretty much have to bet this now. I mean, value is relative. It was much better at plus money 3 weeks ago. But, yeah, I mean, you just think about it out loud. If Georgia plays USC in the semis, they're an 8-point favorite. If they play TCU, they're probably a 10-point favorite. And those money lines are going to be massive. So, yeah, it'd be much better for your bankroll to lay 130, 140, then to roll over the dogs as double-digit favorite and maybe 7-point favorite against, you know, whoever else they play. I mean, they're going to be favored against any team they play. They'd be 3 on Michigan. So, yeah, I mean, even that number implies minus 150. So, yeah, I guess, yeah, you should probably lay it now if you're thinking Georgia should do it. But minus 140 isn't as great as it was 3-4 weeks ago.
Sammy, we've been waiting a couple weeks for it here. Our listeners and viewers have been waiting for it. It can be a cruel world sometimes, a dark world with not a lot of laughter. Good thing you're here to bring some light, some money, and some chuckles to our lives. What is the chuckle game for this weekend, Sammy?
It's tonight. It's an extra game. If you're looking at your rotation number, 306-735. It's Brown against Bryant. We're going dirty.
It's like Bryant, a phone number.
As you guys know, I have been talking about Bryant for 3 years now. You know, Peter Kiss is gone, but they're playing even faster this year because there's less ISO. The ball's skipping even more. Listen to these finals this year. 89-70, 85-74, 91-85, 98-88. You know, they beat Thomas College 147-39. They cross half court and they shoot and they shoot and they shoot. And they're playing Brown today. Brown couldn't stop the three of us and Jake and Scott. You know, it's going to be a problem. I think Bryant puts 100 up today. The total, we put out 155. It's now 156.5, 157. I think we're in the 160s here, guys. So it's over between Brown and Bryant. A lot of points on the board in this one.
And we'll be laughing all the way to the bank after cashing that ticket. Sam, we appreciate it, brother. Always wishing you the best of luck with your bets, but especially this weekend because we're on a lot of the same sides, especially in the National Football League. Stay well, my friend. Enjoy, and we will talk to you soon here on You Better, You Bet.
You got it. Love you, boys. And, Nick, I need one more win for the G-Men. You know, I'm over 7, so I need that last win, and I'll be a happy camper.
I think this has been great. Like, I'll just get text sometimes, like the middle of like the 1 o'clock slate, the 8 games going on. It'll be Sam and it'll just say like G-Men with like 5 exclamation points. it's amazing.
That's how you read it too. When you read the phone.
I think Sam gets it this weekend. I think the Giants will win the game. Sam joining us on the GetMyPhoenix.com guest line, the Phoenix, a revolutionary technology helping men all across America get back to their best in the bedroom. Visit GetMyPhoenix.com to learn more. Sam on Twitter at SP Shoot, Ness and Fox Sports, and the Chicken Dinner Podcast. Another person on the Jets. The only question is Lockie Lockerson going to be back in the Jets this weekend?
I think they got to be in the money line underdog parlay. I mean, there's I was going to say there's no choice just to support you. There's also no choice because there just aren't a lot of choices. So they kind of have to be in the money line. Like, what am I going to do? Pick Denver? They're not going to be in the money line underdog parlay. Now that I said that, Denver's definitely winning, but they're not going to be in the parlay. Yeah, we'll figure out some ways to play the Jets. Definitely not Minnesota. Definitely none of that.
Never Minnesota. We have, unless it's their Thanksgiving against the Patriots, in which case it's always Minnesota. The knockout stage of the World Cup is set. The bracket is set. I am looking at it right now. On the other side, we will discuss the bracket. We'll discuss the knockout stage and try and find some valuable bets for you and also selfishly for us.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL Network.